And now for a thoroughly modern interpretation of an even older classic. That's Pachelbel's Canon, as played by a young guitarist wearing a beige cap and a turquoise t-shirt. For the past 8 months, a video of this guitarist playing this piece, along with a recorded backing track, has been a big hit on the internet. The guitarist is identified only as Funtu. The video is posted on the site YouTube.com and has been viewed more than 7.6 million times. But for the past 8 months, the true identity of this mystery musician was not known. All that changed yesterday when the New York Times identified Funtu as Jonghyun Lim, a self-taught 23-year-old musician living in Seoul. We asked guitarist G.E. Smith to evaluate his performance.
I was really impressed, almost more than with his technical ability, which is very apparent. I was impressed with his taste and with his sense of pacing, which is not always easy for somebody that hasn't, you know, been around for a real long time playing, you know, bar gigs and stuff. You know, it takes you 20 years to learn that. He starts off and, you know, he's playing and it's nice and you're going, oh, that's nice. And then he starts throwing in the virtuosic stuff.
You might remember G.E. Smith from his days as the leader of the Saturday Night Live band. But Funtu is not the only internet guitarist worth noting. G.E. Smith has another favorite.
He's finger-picking a 12-string. It's fairly intricate what he's playing. And at first when you see him moving his head in this odd fashion, and you think he's smoking a pipe or some kind of cigarette holder. And then you realize that he's got a teaspoon in his mouth by the handle, and he's playing the slide on the top string with the spoon. And it's just phenomenal.
So the search is on for a guy who plays a guitar with a spoon. That video was posted on YouTube by Dr. Octavia on May 10th, 2006. So far, that clip has been viewed about 17,000 times. You can see the two videos from links at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.